An Animated Life, Chapter 8, 3D Animation and Inertia Systems. Please support Distilled Waters, a mighty cause project against hopelessness and homelessness. It is essentially an emergency for the purposes of sustaining life and being able to work. Thank you. All rights, including the right to reproduce this book in any way, shape, or form, belong to the author. No reproduction in whatever form or manner may be done without the prior consent of the author and publisher. An Animated Life. Copyright Edulogics. All rights reserved. 3D Animation and Inertial Systems. Inspecting and studying the daily attributions and procedural affirmations of the earthly spatial sky, I find that the clouds are disposable aspects of its operational expressions. They are not real in a sense, in any sense, in all sense. They have no possibility of being translated into three-dimensional formation of any kind. They are absurd. At least something real can sustain and retain as aspect of itself, as itself in the least. Something real must know translational motion, that is, it must own the capability to move itself through the space or spaces it transverses relative to the procedural precession of its relativity essences, sequences, and consequences. This thought brings about the questions of retainability, transversability, and the necessary fulfilling qualities for the pre-axial, pro-axial, abaxial and post-axial spatial translocation of essential mass into focus. Clouds are retainable, cannot be sustained as a premise because they are not. Clouds are not retainable becomes premise and they must die, becomes a probable consequent premise. A consequent in this case is an incidental or product effect due to a cause, and causation is what a consequential infraction must imply by holding the ability to change rotational dynamics into a translocatable one. Here I may go on and on about this issue, but I will rather not. That will happen for a different entry. The important aspect of this introduction is in the investment understanding of space as an effect in essence, product, byproduct, etc., and to bring the spatial translocation of essential mass into focus. From the implication of clouds, it is important to illustrate how animation is a necessary component of both life and death. The pronunciation of life becomes as important as the renunciation of death. The ill recognition of one leads to the ill recognition of the other and vice versa. The doubling down of the two is an ultimate scientific catastrophe, pronouncing life like some shadowing of a consequent penumbra, that outer shadowing of the darker sunspot. The moment of inertia for the x-coordinating magnetic moment diagram in the previous chapter, for instance, is the integration of x squared, whose vectorial implication is of x2, the length of the diagonal of the figure. What are the consequences of this discussion in physics? The interbreeding of belief systems within the sciences interbreeds a subtle destructive idea which feeds the foundational reasoning pot of interrelativity, interactivity within society. And in hardened and unchecked states, these reasoning pots may stand as excuses for executing on the destructive premises supposed upon scientific and universal truths. Such, there are lots of horrible consequences for the adoption of inadequate and erroneous adaptation of ideations in science. That is, aside from the fact that there are existential implications in the differentiations here. There was the case of a citizen shooting of a police officer seated in his patrol car. The reason this is important is that the police officer was shot 10 times, the killer counted 10 and his head was the target. Taking into account the position of the killer relative to the officer and the human anatomy of location relevant, I drew up a 2D representation of the mechanics involved. The accurately scientific x-coordinating coordination, which involves authentic reality of x-coordination and xy coordination and can never involve life and death within x-coordination, looks like this. The x squared implies the integration of moments of inertia against the direction of xy coordination, and there is always work to be done against inertia for anti-gravitation complexes. This cannot be so with xy coordination, because in order to have this particular moment of inertia integration, you need to have only one variable, x or y, never xy or x. What should be most notable is that there is a northeastern, NE transverse location, as well as a southwestern, SW transverse location. The SW location in this case must be noted as a strict illogical reality. It is the location of inertial. What may be the supposition of 10 in this 2D illustration? Where is the supposition of the justification for the 10 shots? Where is the reasoning for the kill? Here it looks simple and inconceivable, but I took the time to flesh out the mathematical and logical value of the deadly action in 3D form from the 2D mechanics illustrations. Here is the sequence of work from the first linear derivation to the 3D representation. Here, unless with an expert eye, you may not be able to see the similarity between the 2D representation and the 3D representation, but I will point them out. You can find the Z formation, which is made up mainly of triangles, by joining the second transverse location with the floor to directly meet the linear projection of the first transverse location. To see the first transverse location in the NE, you have to see the irregular quadrilateral, trapezium. In the 3D version, it is in the back end and it is inverted. The scientific sequences I detail here from equation to line to 2D to 3D now entail the illogical premises I have been alluding to. Sanity has never met a side-headed parallel human or a human living and breathing upside his head, upside down. What may be the real anatomical construct here? What does inertial truly mean here? Is it real? Is it a facade? Could it be something much more troubling? Indeed, there is something more irrational you may not be able to easily see. It is much more than my scientific opinion that the attempt to create a third Z dimension relative to a two-dimensionally deformed coordinate system, to be discussed in future space-time entries, sustained a further degeneration of the defects inherited. This disarrayed induction will be discussed further in the second entry for 3D animation, 3D animation, and folds with what I call the shutterfly effect. There is a space dynamics involved here which transcends Einstein's projection of space, because he excluded the source, or as I named her, the third observer. It is important that I express in this entry that mass, expressed as inertial here, becomes more Newtonian, the force and the relativity truly existing being more important. There is no inertial relevant to the 10 shots to the heads, because there couldn't have been a pronunciation of life, making science a real tragedy here. There are some aspects of the eventual 3D gyroscope we should discuss briefly from the anti-gravitation projection. The x squared implies x squared diagonal is the horizontal gyroscope decreasing downward, and the vertical structure of the gyroscope is in the west upward. The shutterfly in this case in overall perspective is that of an upward opening perpendicular gyroscope, much more particularly engaging in three dimensions than it is in the picture below. We will discuss this further in later chapters. I am going to capture the shutterfly mass for this particular incident, which will be the lower arcs. The shutterfly can be envisioned as a flying insect whose lower arcs, wings, projections I am about to capture. Here is the overall projection below. The foundational attributes for this shutterfly is 3.236 to 3.22, which is 0.016, with a y effect of 0.019 and x effect of minus 0.105. On that note, there are very interesting things we must discuss in this book. This is the 8th of an 11-chapter preview for this book. Please support Distilled Waters, a mighty cause project against hopelessness and homelessness. Go to www.awlogix.com and give your support. Thank you.